This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And to discuss the Cowboys, we will begin with Kevin Hagelin, who works on Middays 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, it looks really, really bad from the outside. Washington has not been here very often. 10-point favorites against anyone, and they're 10.5-point favorites at home against Dallas this week. They're 3-7. They don't have Dak Prescott. Is this as bad as it seems?
What do you mean? Mike Parsons just said on his podcast, this is a damn good football team. So I guess I'll go with that. And parts of the roof are falling off, and we've trailed by 20-plus points in six straight home games. Other than that, you know, playing football.
Heads are falling off.
Yeah. I kind of do feel like this is the bird in Dumb and Dumber, and we're trying to tape its head back on.
Pretty
to
bird.
No avail.
You're Billy in 4C, man.
Harry, I took care of it. How did it get this bad? Like early on, they were losing games, but you lose by 6 points to San Fran, touchdown game to Atlanta, beat Pittsburgh. Like, I know the Lions game was pretty horrendous, but they're beating up everybody like that. How did we get here, Kevin?
I think, and I don't want to give them an out because they don't deserve it, and they would have a bad record either way. But I think the nature of some of the blowout games has been a matter of attrition in terms of how many injuries they had. I mean, you saw the way that game finished up. The Cowboys had, at best, 2/5 of their starting offensive line out there. Obviously, their quarterback is not out there. Wide receiver number two is not out there. We didn't actually bother to pick up a starting running back. So I think that's like part of the deal is injuries. That's led to the more lopsided nature, not the losses. The losses would be there, but the more lopsided nature.
Why wouldn't they play Trey Lance at this point instead of running Cooper Rush out there?
What a great question. But then again, like, I think the Cowboys have already blown it on that, and they waited too long. Because if you think about it, you could play Trey Lance right now. Great to figure out if he's going to be the backup next year. Like, he's not in contract. His contract's up at the end of the year. So whatever reason they traded a fourth-round pick for him, they didn't see it. And they went ahead and signed Dak Prescott to his extension anyway. So your best hope is that he sets the league on fire for 7 weeks, signs a contract somewhere else, and you get a comp pick. So why they're not doing that, I don't know. We've asked Jerry Jones that, and he's like, Cooper gives us the best chance to win. All right, great. Well, you got to break off 7 straight wins to make the playoffs. And there's no way that's going to happen.
So I assume people are losing jobs at the end of this thing, right?
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah. I'm sure our GM will get fired, right? Is that what you're getting at? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Kidding. I'm kidding. So obviously the scapegoats are going to be Mike McCarthy and Brian Schottenheimer because, you know, Brian Schottenheimer is the sort of offensive coordinator, even though Mike McCarthy calls all the plays. I am curious about if the defensive coordinator sticks around after this year because obviously Mike Zimmer has had a really rough time. But I would be willing to bet you see a clean slate on the coaching staff because you got to sell something, right? And you're going to bring back a lot of the same team because you still have salary cap problems. So what are you going to sell? I got a brand new coach and a brand new attitude and blah, 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 blah.
Is that a good job?
I mean, look, if you like attention, it's a great job. If you look at what it pays, it's shockingly low, and every single thing you do is critiqued. Like, I guarantee you, Mike McCarthy has gotten way more attention than even when he was, like, winning a Super Bowl with Green Bay, because every single thing you do here is broken down. If you think you're good enough to excel, then go for it. But sometimes the machine here in Arlington crushes people.
I think Dak Prescott's good, and I know that's like not popular, because if you're not like throwing 100% completion percentage for 7,000 yards and 80 touchdowns,
sure,
everybody rips
sure
everything apart the Dallas Cowboy quarterback does. But I don't know that he's good enough to lift a team out of malaise. Kind of give me a stock report on him. I know he's out obviously with injury long term, but just how are people feeling about him after this year?
People are pretty frustrated, but I think now, for the first time in at least 3 or 4 years, the frustration seems to have shifted back to the front office because, you know, like you just said, if your quarterback's not freaking perfect all the time and is not Patrick Mahomes, well, he's a bum. But they re-signed him before the season started, even though every indication we got throughout the offseason was this a prove-it year for everybody. Okay, great. So what did we do instead? Sign Dak the day that the regular season starts and pay him $5 million more per season than any quarterback in the league. And what I keep trying to tell people is that contract hasn't even kicked in yet. It starts next year, and his salary cap hit next year is $89 million. Now, what will the Cowboys do? They'll flip some switches, push the money down the line. But guess what? That's how they got into this problem in the first place.
How much of a chance do you give them in Washington this weekend?
Not a lot. If Jaden Daniels could play like that again, and every single player on the team could also play their worst game, then maybe. Just this team gives you no hope from an offensive perspective. Like, obviously they got Micah back. We're hoping Marshawn Nealon will be back this week. There's the potential that Brandon Cooks will be back, but with the offense, you just haven't seen anything in the last couple of weeks that leads you to believe that even if the defense is lights out, they can pull this out. I think 10 points is a very fair spread, if not perhaps a little bit low.
Kevin, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Yes, sir. Later, guys.
Appreciate you, man. Hit that giant sounder, Darius.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our pal Chris Bisignano, Giants Insider, at Giant Insider on Elon's app, joins us here. So Daniel Jones isn't just the second string guy, he's third string Sam here at this point. What's going on?
He's actually going to be the fourth string.
Fourth string Freddie, love it.
Yeah, they signed Tim Boyle to the practice squad, and it looks like he's going to be the emergency quarterback Sunday against Tampa Bay. So, as we all know, Daniel's days, they are finished here in New York, and I don't think he's going to be around much longer. I can't see him hanging around the last 7 weeks. I can see him asking for his release soon, and that's that. As they say here in New York, that's that.
Well, what's amazing about that, not to say that they shouldn't move on based on this season, but to go from 100 to 0, like every press conference, he gives us the best chance, the best chance, the best chance. And I think we all know that, yeah, now they're out of it. They're done. They're cooked. They're 2-8. And they're flipping the script out of the bye. But I've seen the veteran players in the locker room who are upset. I've seen guys come out going, what they're doing to him is wrong. And they know it's a business. But, I mean, to make him the fourth quarterback and now Tim Boyle's ahead of him when he's the best guy on the roster, I get why they're doing it. You don't want to risk an injury and screwing you over into the future. But how do you save face with players, or do they not care?
No, they care. Look, you know, speaking of some veterans today, matter of fact, I just put something on X, you know, that they're not crazy about the move, but Dable did speak to the veteran leaders, the captains, like Dex Lawrence. I just put on X something that Dex told me. And not that they're crazy about it, but Dable explained to the leaders in the locker room why he did it and all that, and they understand it's a business move, and now they have the attitude of, okay, we're not crazy about it, but hey, we have a job to do. We have to go out and win football games. Because as you guys know, look, there was no way being 2-8 and the $23 million injury clause in Daniel's contract that he was going to play again. And yes, his play, our play is not crazy about that. Yes, but at the same time, you had some saying, yeah, we also understand the business part of this league. So.
Yeah, that's one of those, if you don't like that one, change the CBA, because that's a rule that makes sense for teams to a lever they can pull. But I want to go to this big picture here, Chris, with the Giants. I know they're 2-8. We all can see the record. So they got three losses on the year that I want to point to that are by more than one score. Opener to Minnesota, week one, weird stuff happens. 10-point loss to Cincinnati, and Philadelphia beat the brakes off them. Every other loss they've had has been within one score. So it's not as if they're getting bludgeoned week in and week out. They're strangely competitive and strangely okay, but good enough to keep games close enough but not win them is kind of the sense I got. Just again, general observation. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of they've been shooting themselves in the foot so many times, making crucial mistakes or crucial turnovers. And even that Bengal guy, even that Bengal game, they scored a late last two-minute touchdown to make it 17-7. Even that game was 10-7 through the stretch. It's just a matter of, look, they just don't execute at the right time. They make crucial mistakes at the wrong time. Last week, the Carolina game in Germany, two red zone interceptions. It's either that or the defense plays well, but then all of a sudden the defense gives up two big chunk plays or a crucial mistake there. They don't get turnovers, guys. They're minus six in turnovers. Okay. It's just a matter of they just cannot put it together for 60 minutes. And you're right. They've been competitive. They've been right there in these games, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump. They haven't been able to execute in the right time during these games, and that's why they're 2-8. You know, and the quarterback play was just average, sometimes good, a lot of times bad, and that's why you're 2-8.
Why didn't they turn to Drew Lock? What's the point of paying him to not go to him?
Because Drew Lock is not going to be on this roster next year. Tommy DeVito, they want to look at some more to see if he has a future with this team. That's why, you know, look, they signed Drew as a veteran insurance policy last offseason, just in case Daniel was not ready at the beginning of the year. Or, obviously, when the season mattered, if Daniel got hurt, they had a veteran to step in yet. That's gone now, right? It's 2-8. The season's done. So Dable wants to see. You know, DeVito did some good things last year. He's 3-3 as a starter. Dable likes him. He's been practicing really well, from what I understand, and the limited reps he gets during the week. And they want to look at him and say, okay, let's see if this guy is part of our future for 2025. That's all it is.
Chris, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Hey, talk soon, guys. Be good, all right?
See you, my friend. Good to speak with you. As always, hit that Eagle sounder, please. Tom Kelly joins us evenings on 94 WIP in Philadelphia at Tommy Kelly 44 on Elon's app. Tommy, we just saw that group. They're good. They're good everywhere. The defense is playing really well. They seem to have kind of gotten over this whole Nick Sirianni yelling at the fans thing, and they felt pretty well coached to me. Where do you have them right now, talking about the Eagles, in the NFL hierarchy?
Yeah, I'm in top five. I'm probably number four right now behind Detroit, the Bills, and still Kansas City just because of what they've done. And, guys, I mean, the thing that's really been the turnaround, and you talked about, is the defense. And you saw it last Thursday night. I mean, really, aside from that one drive, second drive of the game for the Commanders, they weren't able to do a whole lot. You got Zach Bond, they signed, probably having the best season of any Eagles linebacker in like 20 years. Quinyon Mitchell, first-round pick, has been incredible as a lockdown corner. So that's really been the biggest thing over the last couple of weeks, is this defense is so much better than we expected it to be.
Hurts is also gotten away from turning the ball over, which was a problem early in the year. He's protected a lot better. I didn't think he was particularly good, frankly, in the Thursday night game, and certainly not early on. But it does seem like he's protecting the ball better, and maybe that's been a game changer too.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts' season has been really weird because he had a lot of turnovers in the first four games you mentioned. He's really cleaned that up, and that's been a big factor for this team. But still, the passing game just doesn't – it doesn't 100% look right. And you saw, I mean, it doesn't need to be great every week when you have a guy like Saquon who can be a game-breaker like he was at the end of that game last week. And that's what most of the talk is around here right now is Jalen's cleaned up the turnovers. That's great. That's a start. But with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, those receiving options, the pass game should look better, and it's probably going to need to be better at some point to beat a team like Detroit and really go deep into the postseason.
Health-wise, how are they doing? I remember looking at their schedule before the season, Tom, that that's an early bye week. That's a bummer for them. Turned out to be a godsend because I felt like they needed it right then. How are they health-wise and prognostication maybe going forward?
Yeah, I mean, health-wise right now, they look pretty good. They got Jordan Mailata back for that Washington game. That was really big for them. Bryce Huffman was announced today. He's been dealing with a wrist injury. He's going to have a little procedure. They'll get him back toward the end of the regular season, but Bryce Huff has kind of fallen out of that defensive end rotation anyway. I mean, Nolan Smith has kind of emerged, and Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham still playing at high levels. So you health-wise, aside from Bryce Huff, who, as I said, had lost playing time anyway, they're in a pretty good spot right now. And as Eagles fans, you know, we're hoping that continues.
Rams, Sunday Night Football coming up. I feel like this is actually going to be a tight game. What's your expectation?
Yeah, this is a big one, and this is a really interesting two-game stretch for the Eagles because they go out to L.A. this week. They don't get on a plane for the rest of the season after this game. And following this week, they go to Baltimore. That's going to be a really good measuring stick game for the Eagles. So I think the way we're looking at it is you get one of these two, and then your schedule the rest of the way is pretty favorable. I mean, you got the Panthers, Cowboys, Giants, all still at home here. Obviously play down Washington and Pittsburgh at home. So I would expect them to beat the Rams. Then Baltimore's going to be tough, but I think the way we're looking at it, you get out of these next two with one win, you're in pretty good shape.
How is Jalen Hurts playing so much better maybe than last year and even the first part of this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to the turnovers. I mean, he's not turning it over. They're not asking him to do as much. I mean, obviously, Saquon in the running game has been a huge factor there, and the defense is just so much better, and I think that's taken a lot off Jalen Hurts' shoulders because last year the defense stunk. The running game wasn't what it had been this year. So I just think the lack of pressure that's on him to do everything has kind of made it a lot easier. And when you can rely on Saquon, I mean, that's the talk here is that Saquon should be a legit MVP candidate. I mean, he's been incredible, and he's been a game changer for this offense.
Seven games left for the Eagles. They've got the Rams, Ravens, Panthers, Steelers, Commanders, Cowboys, and Giants. How many wins do you think they've got remaining on that schedule? 8-2 now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the three at home, Panthers, Giants, Cowboys, they should absolutely be wins. I'd say they win at least five of those games. I think they'll be able to win five of them. But the big deal is, I mean, they probably need six to get that one seed. And that's what we're kind of looking at this point. Obviously, the win over Washington last week was huge for the division. But if they're going to catch the Lions, they probably need to win six out of these last seven. And that's why if they could somehow win these next two and go into that final five games where you have those three easy ones, that would put them in a great spot. But I think they probably win five. Six is a stretch, but they probably need to win six if they're going to get home field.
Tom, appreciate you, buddy. Good insight, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Tom Kelly on the Eagles. That was interesting. So they're not even really – he's not saying they got to win this to win the division. He's talking about home field advantage.
Yeah, that's the eye line now. After you do what you did last Thursday – You got a couple-game lead, and you're in a really good spot, getting healthier, arrows trending up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.